Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Lamed Vav Simen Ches, and we're talking about the lachos of Difnei Iver and Mesayeya. So let's go through some of the scenarios that the Chayodim gives to talk about the applications nowadays. So the first one he says is that to pass bread or something which is chayv in the tila to somebody, to a person which you know has not washed his hands, is going to be usher to do that. So, in a scenario where you're in your own home, you can ask the people to wash their hands, and try and make sure that they do it properly. It's not always realistic. So now, if it's there, you're visiting their home and it's their food, so that's you don't have an issue with the Hebrew, they can get the food without you. So what would the question be? The question would be that you have an issur of Mesayeya. So issur of Mesayeya is an issur of Rabbanan, and maybe these people who are not sure of Torah mitzvahs have a din of a mumer, and there's no issur of Mesayeya according to the Shach by such a situation. So if there's going to be a concern of enmity, of Eva, if you don't help them, so then you can be Mekel. There is a second consideration as well that Rav Shlomo Zalman said. He says, in the next example, you cannot be moishet mishidei boishel yivorek birchas in the henin. So the scenario goes that there was a visit taking place to the yeshiva called Torah, where Shlomo Zalman was Rosh Yeshiva, and the individuals which were visiting were not shomer Torah mitzvahs. So the question was putting out drinks. It was a hot day, and putting out drinks, knowing that they're not going to be making a bracha. So there is one solution when it comes to brachas, we'll say in a moment, but that wasn't realistic in that situation. So the question was, are they allowed to put out these drinks? So Shlomo Zalman said they should put out the drinks. He says, because we're talking about the issur of being machshel somebody. So there are two potential issurim that you can be machshel them in. One is the issur, the rabbanon not making a bracha. And the other one is an issur deraisa of being over the mitzvah of v'haftarecha kamoicha and loisisa zechicha b'vavecha. If they walk in and see that there's no drinks for them, and it's a hot day, and they're really thirsty, and the frum Jews are not providing drinks for them, they're going to develop a feeling of sina in their hearts towards the frum Jew. So you're being potentially being machshel them in, you're being over lifnei iver deraisa on the mitzvah of excuse me, of losisa tzechichel b'vavecho and v'haftel rechel kamoicho. So if you have a question, being machshel them in a derabbanan, being machshel them in a deraisa, obviously it's better to be machshel them in a derabbanan. What other eitzah do you have in a situation in regards to the bracha, which wouldn't work for nesil sedayim, but it'll work for the bracha? Is that to be moitzi somebody else with a bracha? The halacha is we need kavanah. I need kavanah to be moitzi them, and they need kavanah to be yotzei. Just hearing the bracha alone isn't sufficient. However, Rick Beger points out that the root of the concept of having in mind to be moitzi the person and being yotzei from the person. The Beis Yosef says this is rooted in the concept of mitzvah shvichas kavana. There's a Magen Avraham in Simen Samach who says that by Darbonans we pass in mitzvah zain shvichas kavana. So Kreger points this out, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav points this out, that really would come out that theoretically by Darbonan, just by listening without having any kavana at all, I still would be yotze the mitzvah. So therefore, if I have a non-frum guest over and we're sitting down to a meal together, I can make a bracha out loud, and even though they're not really going to have the halachic requirement of having kavanah to be yotzei, they don't understand that concept. As long as they're not screaming, I don't want to be yotzei, which hopefully that's not the situation. According to this Magen Avraham and Kveger, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the person would be yotzei his key of a bracha just by hearing me, even though they did not have kavanah. So that's a good solution in regards to brachas. If I'm going to be eating with them, I can say a bracha and be moitzi them even without them having kavanah to be yotzei. But for an atil sedayim, it doesn't work. I'm not sitting down to eat with them. That's not going to work. So this or being moshe them would apply at the raisa level that I have to be machmer, and at the rabbanon that the concern is I'm only being mesayeya, which means it's not trei avad dinar, they can get it themselves. A much more difficult child is a case where a person is ill and elderly and they cannot get to the kitchen themselves and I must bring the food to them, or a person is incapacitated in the hospital and the nurse has to feed them, where they cannot do that themselves. It means now you're dealing with a question of a lifnei iver. It's the rice of lifnei iver, and we said that even though the brachas are drabonon, being a machshel, a person and not saying a bracha, very, very possibly, there's a good argument to say that that's going to be the raisa, an iser of lifnei iver. So that's a much more harder question. And then the Chayyim points out that the giving them something which is the bar iser, so selling them food or helping them take non-kosher food, even though it's not lifnei the lifnei, it's even though it's lifnei the lifnei, they're taking it home to eat. That would be problematic, but misayeya, as much as we consider them possibly a mumer, would not be a problem. A person would act as a cashier or a checkout person, or he carries the groceries to the car for somebody, and the person buys non-kosher food and I have to help him take it to the car. Such examples, we would say that's only misayeya, it's not lifnei iver. So a person has dinner of mumer, there's no issur of misayeya, you can be samach on that in a case of necessity. Have a good day.